Hey, Stricon Stories, we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. High Watch Recovery Center took an additional 7 months to get what it was looking for, but the Kent Planning and Zoning Commission gave approval to expand the facility to include a detoxification unit and a large lecture hall. The zoning board voted 6-1 in favor of the revised application that will allow High Watch to construct a two-story addition that will include offices, a 218-seat lecture hall, and a 12-bed detox unit, as well as a single-story addition and kitchen expansion to the dining hall and related site work. It'll double the square footage of the facility, adding 50,000 more square feet. The open burn ban in Copec is going through May 14th. You cannot burn during the ban limbs, brush, logs, wood chips, grass, leaves. Never burn refuse, construction debris, garbage, unattached leaves, and tires. General considerations which must always be followed. A fire can never be left unattended. A fire cannot present a public health hazard. Always have a way of extinguishing a controlled burn fire. Always remove other combustible materials within a minimum of 10 feet. Always report controlled burns to the 911 center at 518-828-4114. And if there's any problems with your controlled burns, immediately call 911. Great Barrington Historical Society is presenting in honor of Jackie Robinson's 100th birthday, guest speaker Kevin Larkin, at the Claire Teague Senior Center on South Main Street in Great Barrington. The program is free and open to the public. For the 8th consecutive year, Kent Conservation Commission sponsoring an educational program at the Kent Memorial Library with an environmental theme, time to be near Earth Day, and coincide with the Kent Center School Spring Break. This year's program is titled Air is All Around Us. It will be about air quality, and will be held at 10:30 in the morning. Carol Franken, E.D., and Vice Chair of the KCC will present the program, which is designed for children in pre-K through grade 3. The program is free and open to the public. Salisbury Affordable Housing, they have their meeting coming up at 5:30. Meanwhile, the Salisbury Sharon Transfer Station Building Committee has a meeting set at 5:30 at Salisbury Town Hall. The Conservation Commission has their regular meeting in Sharon at 6:30. Open mic night number 4 at the VFW Post 5444, 7 till 10 p.m. The VFW Route 22 in Dover Plains. Pat Mann hosting the event. All musicians and singers to perform music of all types. Amps, PA system, and mics will be ready for you to play. More information at 845-877-6300. The Energy and Environment Commission in Sharon has a meeting set for Thursday at 8 in the morning at Sharon Town Hall. A town board meeting coming up in Ankrum will be the 18th at 7 p.m. Bayon Plains has their town board meeting on the 18th at 7 p.m. An Easter bake sale will take place Friday the 19th from 4:30 till 6:30 at Suburban International Medical on Stockbridge Road in Lee. All proceeds benefit Noni's Angels Relay for Life team. Everybody invited to share a free community dinner at the Millerton Presbyterian Church on Friday, April 19th from 6 until 7 p.m. Bach Gallery at the Sharon Playhouse presents country music and dancing, a live country music band, plus DJ and line dancing and two-stepping. Plus, there'll be snacks, fun, and a full cash bar. It'll happen Friday, 7 to 11 p.m. Tickets available at SharonPlayhouse.org or at the door. Sharon Audubon Center has a full moon hike Friday evening, 7:30 till 9 at the Audubon Center. Ages 10 and up are welcome. Non-members, trail fee of $3 adult, $1.50 per child. Members are free. No pre-registration is required. Questions or information, 860-364-0520, extension 105. The Sharon Energy Environment Commission sponsoring a Sharon roadside pickup on Saturday, 10 a.m. Meet at Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. Gloves, bags, and vests will be provided. More information at 364-9303. Pine Plains will be holding its first ever Pine Day on Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. The lineup includes Seymour Smith, Intermediate Learning Center Principal Julie Roberts, reading from her favorite book, Jeanette Winters, Tree of Peace. Teacher Nelson Zayas reading the story of the little people of the Mohicans who lived in the woods. A craft workshop for children to make biodegradable houses for to be left out and around town. And lectures from Mark Stonehill, Full Circus Farm, on composting and tree planting. All events will be held at the community center above the library on South Main Street. Town of Sharon has their annual Easter egg hunt on Saturday. Sharon Daycare Center holding that on the grounds of Sharon Center School. Easter Bunny arriving at 11. The hunt begins at 11:15. Treats will be provided. It's fun for all, big and small. 31st Annual Easter Egg Hunt Hayride, sponsored by the Millerton America Legion Post, Millerton Rod and Gun Club, and Millerton Fire Company, will take place on Saturday at the club grounds. All children and parents are asked to meet at the firehouse at 26th Century Boulevard to take their hayride to wagons over and back at 11 a.m. in front of the Millerton Firehouse. Proceed to the gun club no later than 11:15 and will return back at the firehouse after the hunt. Hot dogs and refreshments will be served after the hunt, and before returning back to the firehouse, the Easter Bunny will be present. Five lucky children will win the golden egg prize. Wasaic Fire Company Auxiliary has their Easter egg hunt on Saturday, 12 till 2, at the firehouse. Preschool to 12 years. Bring your baskets. Refreshments will be available. Excellent Eggs on Saturday at the Sharon Audubon Center beginning at 1 o'clock. Ages 4 and up are welcome. Non-members, trail fee of $3. Adult, $1.50. Children, members are free. If you're thinking about eggs, this family-friendly hands-on event will be an exploration of the many kinds of eggs in the natural world. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. They've got a brand-new dining room all refreshed at the Interlaken. And also Salisbury Bank and Trust, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 67.89 to 26,452.66. The NASDAQ starts off today at 8,000.23 and the S&P 500 at 2907.06. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.